بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الإيمان بالآخرة. وصفه صلى الله عليه وسلم للجنة. أخرج أحمد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا يا رسول الله إنا إذا رأيناك رقت قلوبنا وكنا من أهل الآخرة، فإذا فارقناك أعجبتنا الدنيا وشممنا النساء والأولاد. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: لو أنكم تكونون على كل حال على الحال التي أنتم عليها عندي لصافحتكم ملائكة بأخفهم ولزارتكم في بيوتكم، ولو لم تذنبوا لجاء الله عز وجل بقوم يذنبون كي يغفر لهم. قلنا: يا رسول الله، حدثنا عن الجنة، ما بناؤها؟ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: لبنة ذهب ولبنة فدة وملاتها المسك الأصفر، وأسباؤها اللؤلؤ والياقوت، وترابها زعفران. من يدخلها ينعم ولا يبعث ويخلد ولا يموت، لا تبلى ثيابه ولا يفنى شبابه، ثلاثة لا ترد دعوتهم: الإمام العادل، والصائم حتى يفطر، والدعوة المظلوم تحمل على الغمائم، وتفتح لها أبواب السماوات، ويقول رب تبارك وتعالى: وعزتي لأنصرنك ولو بعد حين. رواه الترمذي. Next incident, قصة فاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها مع أبيها صلى الله عليه وسلم حين ذهبت إليه للدنيا ورجعت من عنده بالآخرة. وأخرج أبو شيخ في جزء من حديثه عن سويد بن غفلة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: أصابت عليا رضي الله تعالى عنه خصاصة، فقال لفاطمة رضي الله عنها: لو أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأسألته. فأتته وكان عنده أم أيمن رضي الله عنها، فدكت الباب، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأم أيمن: إن هذا لدق فاطمة، ولقد أتتنا في ساعة ما أودتنا أن تأتينا في مثلها. فقالت: يا رسول الله، هذه الملائكة طعامها تحليل والتسبيح والتحميد، ما طعامنا؟ قال: والذي بعثني بالحق ما اقتبس في بيت آل محمد منذ 30 يوما، ولقد أتتنا أعنز، فإن شئت أمرنا لك بخمسة أعنز، وإن شئت ألمتك خمس كلمات ألمنيهن جبرائيل عليه السلام. فقالت: بل علمني الخمس كلمات التي ألمكهن جبرائيل. قال: قولي: يا أول الأولين، ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا راحم المساكين، ويا أرحم الراحمين. فانصرفت فدخلت على علي فقال: ما وراك؟ فقالت: ذهبت من عندك للدنيا وأتيتك بالآخرة. فقال: خير أيامك. كذا في الكنز. Next incident, قول أبي موسى رضي الله تعالى عنه في سبب سد الناس عن الآخرة. وأخرج أبو نعيم في الحلية عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا مع أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه في مسير له، فسمع الناس يتحدثون، فسمع فساحة فقال: ما لي يا أنس، هلم فلنذكر ربنا، فإن هؤلاء يكاد أحدهم أن يفري أيديما بلسانه. ثم قال لي: يا أنس، ما أبتهى بالناس عن الآخرة وما صبرهم عنها؟ قال: قلت: الشهوات والشيطان. قال: لا والله، ولكن أجلت لوم الدنيا وأخرت الآخرة، ولو عاينوا ما عدلوا وما ميلوا. These are a few incidents of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how they believed in the year after. The first one is wasfu lil jannah, so wasfu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lil jannah, the description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Jannah. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu said: O Rasulullah, when we were in your company, then our hearts are softened and we think of the year after. And when we leave your company, then the world suddenly appeals to us. And then we enjoy the company of our wives and our children. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you are able to maintain that spiritual state when you're with me at your homes and other places, then indeed the malaika will shake your hands with their own hands and they will visit you at your homes. And if you do not sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace you with such a people that will sin so that He may merely forgive them.
Then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala asked, "O Rasulullah, describe to us Jannah, its buildings. Ma bina'uha." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The buildings in Jannah, labinatu fiddatin, zahabin wa labinatu fiddatin." That in Jannah, the buildings, one brick will be of gold, one brick will be of silver. Wa milatuha al-misk. And the cement in between those two bricks of gold and silver will be musk, al-athfar, a fragrant smelling musk. And asba'uha, the pebbles, the stones of Jannah, lu'lu al-yaqut, will be pearls and rubies. And the sand and the grass of Jannah will be saffron, zafran. May yadkhuluha yan'am wa la yab'ath. The person that will enter Jannah will only enjoy all its luxuries. And wa la yab'ath, he will never experience any difficulty. Wa yakhlud wa la yamut. You will stay in Jannah forever. Wa la yamut. You will never pass away. La tabla thiyabuhu. His clothing will never become old and fade. Wa la yafna shababuhu. And he will never get old himself. Salasatun, three types of people, la taruddu da'watuhum, their du'as are never rejected. Al-Imam al-Adil, the first one, a just ruler. The second, a fasting person, until he breaks his fast. And the third, the du'a of an oppressed person. Their du'as are lifted above the clouds, tahmul al-ghamaim. And the doors of the heavens are open for their du'as. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, by my honor, indeed, I will definitely help you, even if it is after some time. The second incident is of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. When she went to her father, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeking some benefit of this world, but she returned with something of benefit for the year after. So, Ibn Ghafala radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that there was one occasion where Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was suffering severe hunger. So he said to his wife, he suggested to his wife, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, if you could go to your father, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you could ask him about some food for us. So she went, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at his home, Umm Ayman radiallahu ta'ala was there. Hazrat Fatima came, she knocked the door. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately he knew that this is the knocking of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. So he said to Umm Ayman, this is the knocking of Fatima. But she has visited us at a time when she normally doesn't come. Then Fatima radiallahu ta'ala entered and she addressed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she said, O Nabi of Allah, these are the malaika. Their food is la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Ma ta'amuna? What is our food? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood what she was asking. So he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِي وَالَّذِي بَعَسَنِي بِالْحَقِّ. By I swear, by I take an oath, by that being who has sent me with the truth. مَقْتُبِسَ فِي بَيْتِ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ مُنْذُ ثَلَاثِينَ يَوْمًا. No fire has been lit in the household of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam for 30 days to cook any food. But however, few goats have come into my possession. If you wish, I can arrange 5 of these goats for you. If you wish, I can teach you these 5 words that Jibreel alayhi salam taught me. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala came for one thing, but their nigah, their desire was always the year after. Forgetting the hunger of her husband, all this. So she said, Alimni al-khamsa kalimat. That teach me these 5 sentences, these 5 words that were taught to you by Jibreel alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kuli, say, Ya awwal al-awwaleen, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal kuwat al-mateen, ya rahim al-masakeen, ya arham al-rahimeen. These 5 kalimats to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this to his daughter Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. Fansarafat, she read these words, she learned it and she went away. فَدَخَلَتْ عَلَىٰ عَلِيٍ. Then she came to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said, مَا وَرَاك. What has happened? What has transpired between you and where I sent you? فَقَالَتْ. She responded and said, ذَهَبْتُ مِنْ إِنْدِكَ. I left you for seeking some benefit of this world. مِنْ إِنْدِكَ لِلدُّنْيَا. وَأَدَيْتُكُ بِالْآخِرَةِ. And I returned with something far better, that is benefit of something for the year after. What did Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala say? Suffering extreme hunger, khasasat, What he said, فَقَالْ خَيْرٌ اِيَّامِكَ. These are the best day of yours. When husband and the wife understand what is their maqsad, then there will be no arguments. He sent the wife to go to the father to get some food. She came back with certain few words that will benefit him in the year after. Then he didn't think about his difficulty and his hunger. Immediately he knew what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had taught him was far better than getting 5 goats. Next incident is about Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he makes a statement that why are the people unmindful of the year after? That's what we're discussing, a few incidents about the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala's belief in the year after. So Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala says that we were with Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu on a journey. فَسَمِيَ النَّاسِ. And he heard the people يَتَحَدَّثُونَ talking. فَسَمِيَ فَسَاحَةً. And they were having eloquent discussions. فَقَالَ Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala turned to me and said, مَا لِيَ Anas? What benefit is there in for us in this year? In this people where they are talking. حَلُمَّ كَمِيَ فَلَنُذْكُ رَبَّنَا. Let us engage in some zikr. Let us talk about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ هَاوَلَاءِ. Because these people, it seems as though they are able to skin a person only with their tongues. They are so eloquent. ثُمَّ قَالَ لِي. Then he said to me, he said, oh Anas, مَا أَبْتَهَ بِالنَّاسِ. What has delayed the matter of the people with regards to the year after? وَمَا صَبَّرَهُمْ عَنْهَا. And what has made them oblivious of the year after? So Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he responded and he said, Ash-shahawat wa shaytan. Probably they, you know, desires and shaytan. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala said, no, it's not this year. Walakin ujjilat lahum ad-dunya. But this world is before them. We see the world in front of us. Wa ukhirat al-akhirah. And the year after is far away. It still has to come. So, walau ayanu ma adalu wa ma mayyalu. If they only witnessed the year after, if they understood what is the year after, they would not turn away from it. وَمَا مَيَّلُوا. And if they knew the reality of this world, they would not be inclined to it. So my respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these few short incidents, make us understand how important it is the year after. How often or not, we're sitting in a group of people and we're having discussions, like this incident of Hazrat Abu Musa. We heard today in this Jummah Bayan, where Mawlana mentioned that gathering, that place where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mention is not made, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name is not taken, it is as though they are waking up from a corpse of a dead donkey. So immediately the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they understood what was their purpose. Immediately she's coming, let's talk about Allah, let's make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that there's those discussions that do not have the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no value. So how we can turn our attention to give so much da'wah, to talk so much about the year after, the unseen, so that it becomes in front of us, so that we work towards it. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, he's written a big corpus of ahadith. And he mentioned that, you know, ashaddu zunub. What is the most severe sin? So his students asked him, he said, muhakkarat al-zunub. To consider something insignificant. So he asked him, you know, what is that then? What is that muhakkarat al-zunub? So he told him, al-kalamu ma la ya'ni. Al-kalamu ma la ya'ni. That talk where there is no benefit. No benefit of dunya, no benefit of the year after. So, once Imam Abu Dawud, rahmatullah alayhi, who has written the kitab Abu Dawud, so he mentioned that he memorized, it's mentioned that he knew 480,000 ahadith by heart. And from that 480,000, he chose 4,800 ahadith for his Abu Dawud, Sunan Abu Dawud. And these 4,800 ahadith, he said there are 4 ahadith that will encompass this entire book of mine. And he mentions one of them. He says, min husn al-islam al-mar'i tarku ma la ya'ni. That the best Islam of a person is that one who leaves those things that have no benefit for him. So my respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a beautiful effort. Our elders tell us that we must make our time valuable. We must make our time valuable. Work ko kimti banana. He said, how will your time become valuable? He said, work bante hai aamal se. Our time is made valuable by aamal. When our time is valuable, then when we have aamal, then our time will become valuable. And as we lead our life, kama tahyun tamutun, like how we live our life with aamal and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making fikr for the year after, that's the way we will pass away. An enviable death. Kama tahyun tub'athun. And as we pass away, that's how we will be erased. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to give constant da'wah. Our elders tell us we must have that dayana mizaj. Not to talk about anything else. To give so much da'wah, talk so much about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the reality, the yaqeen of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين والعاقبة المتقين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم انا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم انا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم ارزقنا الهم والغم لدينك. اللهم ارزقنا الهم والغم لدينك. اللهم ارزقنا طيبا واستعملنا طيبا. اللهم ارزقنا طيبا واستعملنا طيبا. بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.